live for Farm Aid and a concert for America. Here's Willie Nelson.
Road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is sound from the very first Farm Aid, September 22nd, 1985.
On the road again.
The concert ran for 12 hours, and it took place right here in central Illinois at Memorial Stadium on the campus of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. It also drew national attention.
25 leaders of American agricultural organizations met today with President Reagan, defending his own foreign policies and holding firm against requests for what he considers to be too much immediate help. The president called for a, quote, long-term solution, not a Band-Aid approach to the farm economy, unquote. Meanwhile, the stage is being set today for a benefit aimed at some short-term aid to farmers. Frank Currier reports.
In Iowa, farm supporters launched a tractorcade across the prairie. Destination, Champaign, Illinois, where the stage is going up for Sunday's huge country rock spectacle known as Farm Aid. No one pretends the Farm Aid concert will solve the farm credit crisis, but it may change a feeling, says one farmer, that nobody out there gives a damn.
Excerpts of a report from CBS News. Organized by Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Neil Young, Farm Aid was a who's who of America's biggest country and rock acts. They performed for an estimated 80,000 people, and it raised $7 million, the equivalent of more than $21 million today. If you were in Memorial Stadium in 1985, here are some of the acts you would have heard.
A concert for America. Performing or appearing for the plight of the American farmer during the next 12 hours in alphabetical order are Alabama, Hoyt, Axton, The Beach Boys, The Blasters, Bon Jovi, Glenn Campbell, David Allen Coe, John Conley, The Charlie Daniels Band.
Shouldn't Bon Jovi be under J? I digress. That's just through the D's in the alphabet. For the next part of the show today, we're going to remember that original Farm Aid with people who were there. I should say we first taped this conversation in 2020 when Farm Aid was celebrating its 35th anniversary. Joining us was John Paul, longtime anchor for WCIA-TV in central Illinois. Weiwei Zhang, a University of Illinois student who attended Farm Aid in 1985. She's now an attorney in Texas. And finally, Mike Hale was the general manager for multiple radio stations in Champaign-Urbana, including WDWS-AM and Light Rock 97.5. He's now retired from management, but still hosts On Air. Because this part of the show is on tape, we're not taking calls, but you can let us know what you think. Our email address is talk@21stshow.org. talk@21stshow.org. So, Mike, I want to begin with you. You were up in the press box at the show that day. What do you remember?
Well, first of all, I had forgotten until yesterday when one of our listeners reminded me how cruddy of a day it was on and off. I'd forgotten that because I was in the press box. I stayed up in the press box because I had the what's called Kendall Gill injury. I had fractured my fifth metatarsal. And so I was on crutches. So I got a seat up in the press box. It was a great place to watch the concert unfold. And it just was truly a spectacular whole day. My wife and I started looking at some of the pictures from last night. It's indescribable, and when you understand what Tom Parkinson and Wayne Heck and the rest of the crew did on the University of Illinois' side to get this done, it's truly phenomenal.
Weiwei, you were a student at the time and went to the show. What was it like on the ground level at Farm Aid? How was the weather?
The weather was cruddy, like Mike said. But that didn't matter because we were so excited. I think I was on the top deck So lots of weather affected us, but I think we just dodged it whenever, wherever we could. But, you know, that didn't dampen our excitement, because just to see those acts right there on campus was just phenomenal.
Do you have a favorite memory from that day, or any music acts that stand out in your memory?
I wasn't much of a country music fan. So, but, you know, all the 80s music that really defined my life were there. So I really can't even pick a favorite.
Sure. And John Paul, I want to bring you into the conversation. You were a television anchor at the time for WCIA Channel 3. What do you remember about Farm Aid from a media standpoint?
Well, I think you've got to look at it a number of ways. I did not see much of the concert. I had been out of town for the weekend, got back in town late Sunday afternoon, and then went in that evening to do the 10 o'clock news. And like Mike, I was in the press box as one of our anchors that night. You know, looking back, I think you have to be just astounded at the collection of entertainers that came to quote unquote our town, our stadium. And I used to teach journalism at the University of Illinois. And when I would talk to today's present students about the concept of this concert and about the stars and entertainers and how this all got thrown together, really in a matter of weeks, you know, they're like, really? That happened in my stadium, in my university? I think that's the thing that's a little overwhelming. Plus, everybody has memories of that day, such as the rain and the awful weather, but toughing it out, too.
You know, you mentioned to one of our producers a humorous anecdote about some of the East Coast reporters who were coming into town and being a little confused about the farming crisis and what was at issue there.
Farm crisis in the 80s was, for lack of another term, kind of a perfect storm of bad things that squeezed farmers. Interest rates were unbelievably high. Farm loans were hard to pay back for many farmers. Exports to other countries were dropping left and right. And the amount of money that farmers got for their per bushel corn, beans, and wheat was falling. None of that was a good thing. And so that's why I think you saw, you know, the trio of Farm Aid step in and say, let's try to do something for America's farmers. But yeah, here you have all of these reporters from all over the country coming to one of the first significant benefit concerts following, you know, Live Aid and a concert for Bangladesh, coming into town, and they really didn't understand Midwest agriculture very well. They landed at Willard Airport, south of Champaign, came driving past farm fields that were like they are today, you know, in September. They're beginning to dry out before the annual harvest. Well, the farmers thought that was a sign of how bad farming was in the Midwest, and that the farmers' crops were drying up in the field.
The reporters, you mean, that when they're coming in, they see
it should have been, you know, like sweet corn. Well, they didn't understand the differences in types of corn and stuff like that. So it was a big learning lesson, a big lesson for the media to come in and learn this, you know, and understand the financial impact on farming and things like that in the Midwest.
All right, let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st show. We're listening back to memories of the first Farm Aid, 1985, here in Champaign, Illinois. It happened 40 years ago today, featured acts like B.B. King, Willie Nelson, the Beach Boys, Neil Young, and many more. We're remembering it with three people who were there. Mike Hale, formerly the general manager at a number of radio stations in Champaign-Urbana. He's semi-retired from management, at least. Still hosts on air, though. Weiwei Zhang was a University of Illinois student at the time of that first concert, now a lawyer in Texas. And John Paul, longtime TV anchor for WCIA in Central Illinois. Weiwei, the concert was 12 hours long. Did you stay the whole time?
I don't think I did. I was an engineering student. I'm sure I had studies to get back to. So I really regret not toughing out the entire time. And I don't remember how long I stayed. I stayed for most of the day. But yeah, it didn't make it the whole 12 hours.
Have you been to a concert since that one in 1985 that has lived up to Farm Aid was then? I mean, with that incredible collection of people.
No, definitely not. No. And I wish I had treasured it more back then or appreciated how amazing and special that concert was. And being at the very first one, I had no idea they're going to do this every year. So just yesterday being reminded of that and realizing I was at the very first one was really a special memory.
So we did get a tweet from listener Liz Moran Stelk, who's with the Stewardship Alliance, an organization that works with farmers and works on agricultural issues in Illinois, who says, "It's hard to believe Willie pulled a massive concert fundraiser together in just a few weeks and raised $16 million in today's dollars during the farm crisis." Mike, I wonder if you can talk about what stood out to you about that day in particular.
You know, we had the great opportunity. We were able to get in at 5 o'clock in the morning. So we got to see the excitement of the day build from all of the volunteers, from all of the U of I employees. We got to witness something that just came together that was just frankly pretty spectacular. And I've never seen anything to even come close to it. And the variety of acts were there. The two I wanted to see were Roy Orbison. That was the last time I got to see Roy Orbison. And B.B. King were two of my favorites. And it just, the whole day as it unfolded, it was great from the beginning. But it kept getting better and better and better. And there was a whole magic.
And John Paul, can you talk about, I mean, this is something that the Illinois Governor Jim Thompson got involved in, helping to bring this together with Willie Nelson. I don't know if the story's apocryphal, but you know, he used to do chili with Willie at the state fair, and there may have been some discussions there. I mean, can you talk about, you know, the idea that this sort of overtook the whole state of Illinois with excitement about this concert?
And yes, there was some sort of relationship between Willie and Governor Jim, Big Jim, as they called him. And, you know, I think those of us who were like, this thing's going to happen at our stadium, we're awed that it came together that way. But yeah, I think in the background, the relationship between then Governor Thompson and Willie were the magic that made it all happen. You know, how it happens. And then, of course, the people that worked with the governor's staff, the university staff that Mike had mentioned earlier. And one other thing I had to mention, too, I mean, I have seen over the last day and a half so many people mention that they met the entertainers backstage at the airport, at a local hotel, that they were assigned to pick up and transfer and work with entertainers, and that every one of them was gracious, nice, humble, amazing, took time to chat or have a beer with a fan. I mean, Mike, I assume that's the same way you've heard too.
Absolutely. It was, I wish that we had cell phones back in the day, because we would have gotten some just incredible photos from around town. I remember people bringing stuff down to the radio station and showing us days later of standing outside of Arby's, and somebody was talking to John Connolly, and I'm like going, wow. I just all that stuff. And there's a million stories.
Well, a million stories. We'll have to leave it there. Our guests have been Mike Hale, general manager and morning host at WHMS Light Rock 97.5 in Champaign-Urbana. Weiwei Zhang, who is an attorney in Dallas in Texas, but was an engineering student at the University of Illinois who attended the Farm Aid concert. And John Paul, former television anchor for WCIA Channel 3. Thank you all so much for joining us and sharing your memories today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That conversation, again, was originally recorded in 2020 on the 35th anniversary of Farm Aid. Coming up after the break, we'll talk about a new exhibit at the Spurlock Museum of World Cultures in Urbana. It showcases the first Farm Aid concert. We'll go to break with Neil Young.
Here's a song for all you mamas out there, keeping those families together. And all you farmers' wives, doing your best.
Searching for a heart.